Good news, everyone. Kind of sad, but when you're in a declining society, the good news is when you get to say, I told you so, and you're right. And all the people that want to claim the emperor has clothes and call you whatever sort of name you're supposed to be called. I love I told you so. I think it's one of the greatest gifts of the Lord or nature, or maybe my just independent-minded critical thinking and intelligence has given me. Because this is 2020 to 2021 has definitely been the year of I told you so. All my friends now who a short 25 years ago were insistent I was a Nazi and an Easternism and I was mean and a fascist. Now they got kids and now that they're paying tax. Oh, hey, did you know they're taking our rights away? And like, oh, really? Really? And my favorite, I won't mention who, someone who literally stabbed me in my back. Side socialist stabs me in the back, ignored everything I said. Now they want to know, this is precious. They want to know if they can use my South Dakota address as like their residence so they don't have to pay state income taxes. I'm like, get the F out of here. Just get the F out of here. So here's a little bit of I told you so. I don't go with New York Post. I'm going to go with the original source because I want to make sure it's not questionable. And all donations today, all super chats go to my gas tank fund because I'm going to take my motorcycle and go drive around in the middle of freaking nowhere and check out what is this? Honest to God, just wait. Oh, hang on. Just bear with me, guys. Hang on. Twitter decided that when I clicked on the article, decided to take me to an advertisement for Crest toothpaste. All right. From 7 News, WWNY TV. Hospital to stop delivering babies as maternity workers resign over vaccine mandate. Lowville, New York, Lewis County General Hospital will stop delivering babies after September 24th because too many maternity unit workers have resigned over root beer float mandates. That's according to Lewis County Health System Chief Executive Officer Gerald Kayer, who held a news conference Friday in Lowville. He said 6 employees in the maternity unit resigned rather than get a root beer float, and another 7 are undecided. Boy, wouldn't it be great if those 7 decided, nah, no. I wonder how long it takes to train a nurse. See, because now nursing, last I recall, that was a hard job. And you had to go to school for 4 years, take a ton of certifications and classes. I wonder if there's going to be already in a labor, skilled labor short. There's plenty of labor, plenty of unskilled, untalented, fat, lazy, video game playing, navel gazing, live at home, eating Cheetos, drinking the liter of Mountain Dew labor. Yeah, called millennials and Gen Zers. And they got their liberal arts degrees. Why don't you go, oh, we can't hire them because they have those skills. Oh, and they won't even work anyway because they're on the stimmy checks. We can't even get them to serve food. Because I'm so educated, I have a master's degree in communications, and it's just beneath me to sling coffee. Because I am so intelligent. It's good being skilled. I'm not skilled. Credit analysis, finance is not a skill. Maybe I'm talented in the theatrical sense, I guess. I'm no nurse. And last I checked, I mean, not only do you make it like unnecessary, like, gee, I wonder if we got rid of the prereqs from 2 years liberal arts Marxist classes, if we'd have a supply of nurses more than we would now, if we just let them go get the 2 years of education they need to actually be nurses, and then, oh, another year or two of all these classes or tests and CPE they got to take. We'll just go to the nurse store. Wait, where are the extra nurses? You told everyone to follow their heart and money will follow. Less than 3% of the people majored in nursing. We got some library science majors. Would you like them? We have here, these people majored in public health administration. They don't know the first thing about nursing or medicine, but they know how to manage you. Maybe they know the difference between a milliliter and a milligram, which I know is a weight. The other is a volume measure. Please do not But they don't know that. He said he hopes. Oh, hope. Hope. Remember how well that worked out for black people under Obama? They hoped. Ah, y'all had hope. Why is rent so high? This is a temporary situation. We'll work with the State Department of Health, the government, to make sure the unit won't permanently close. I wonder if there was a solution. I wonder, would there be a solution where we'd have trained people say, oh, wait, yeah, don't mandate root beer floats. We can't find employees. Let's load up more regulations and requirements and hurdles. If we can pause the service and now focus on recruiting nurses who have taken a root beer float, we'll be able to re-engage in delivering babies here in Lewis County Sick Care. You know what's interesting with this? Very similar to, except in my profession, as much as it could be considered one. I guess getting the root beer float is going to be kind of like getting your carry concealed working security. Because if you didn't have a carry concealed, you could work security. And a lot of most security, to be honest, they don't want you carrying a gun. You're just there to observe a report and then get out of the building. You're just there for insurance. But if you have a carry concealed and you don't have a criminal record, you're not an idiot, you get a little boost in pay. So maybe that's another reason to go and but I don't know. Good luck. I bet you. I wonder if you're going to have to pay more. And I wonder if this is going to drive up healthcare costs for the poor women who want to have children. Care said 165 hospital employees have yet to be forcibly given the root beer float against the disease of the root beer float. That's 27% of the workforce. Good. And this isn't New York. So, I mean, good for you guys. At least some people are holding out a little bit here. Like, eh, my body, my choice. Right, leftist? Right? The other 464 workers, 73% of employees have gotten a root beer float, he says. In August, the state announced all healthcare workers at hospitals and long-term care facilities across New York would be required to have gotten at least the first dose of the root beer float by September 27th. Now, I will tell you this. Cappy is actually for healthcare professionals having the root beer float. And the reason why is you're working with old and frail and sick people. So that much I understand. But I also am for healthcare workers saying, no, I do not wish to get the root beer float. All right. I'm absolutely for it. So I like to see it, but I don't know where you guys are going to find. Don't know where you're going to find them. Don't know where you're going to find them. Care said an announcement prompted, while another 30 resigned. Our hope is that as we get closer to the deadline, numbers will increase of individuals who have taken the root beer float. Fewer individuals will leave, and maybe with a little luck. Oh, all the hope and the luck, huh? Hope is not a strategy. Some of those who have resigned will reconsider, he said. We are not. No, they'll just come out to a booming place like South Dakota. By the way, I got to tell everybody, if you're looking for, if you want, I should do it. Hang on. That'll be the next one. That'll be a separate video. If you're looking to escape. Because there's an opportunity out in the United States. I don't think a lot of people recognize. We are not alone. There are thousands of positions that are open through the throughway and now have a challenge to work through. Oh, so it isn't just your little hospital. It's thousands, not of hospitals, but thousands of open spots. Oh, man. It's so funny how you leftists just shoot. You know you're driving up the healthcare costs, right? You know you're really making things where this is great. I just love it. Lewis County as a whole has the state's highest 7-day average percentage of positive root beer float test results in the last 3 days. Oh. I'm the best 5'9" guy who's 153 pounds, who was born on a Wednesday. I don't know if I was born on a Wednesday, who rides motorcycles and climbs mountains. Well, is this a non-statistic? There you go, boys. Biden is only the president, and do not just lay this blame on Biden, but let me show you how he is representative of what the problem is. You have a bunch of trust fund babies who have never worked a real job, never had to be a real man or a woman and support themselves running this country. I was just talking to the great one not too long ago. I said, do you remember when the Democrat Party was for workers, people who worked? It is now the political party of trust funders who absolutely don't want to work. Literally 30 years ago, it was unions, more like 40 years ago, unions and work and get our jobs. They wanted to work. Okay. Now the Democrat Party absolutely does not want to work. They're the party of Andrew Yang and UBI. And when you have people like Andrew Yang, Biden, but look at Biden, he's even worked, at least Obama worked a year in the private sector. I'm sure his grandmommy got him the job. These people have no idea how to produce one thing. They don't know how to do good customer service and serve a good meal or serve a shot of whiskey. You keep electing people who have grown up under completely pampered and delusional and artificial circumstance. We can even say that about Trump, to be perfectly honest. A lot of politicians, regardless of Democrats or Republicans, are pampered. Bush is, my God. But this is what happened. And they don't think about even primary consequences, let alone secondary or tertiary consequences. It's just, this is what we're going to do. And forget about, like, hey, how about principles and ethics? Like, you don't have the right to tell people what to do in certain cases. So this is what happens. You guys keep voting in that people promise you a pretty pony and a free ice cream, but no reality. And now, I don't know, is a maternity ward kind of important? I would think it is. And this is going to happen. And you just said thousands of openings. Okay. Well, that's just in that one area of New York State, in one industry, one subsection of an industry. What do you think is happening to the entire economy? Because Biden, man, 100 employees or more, y'all better get root beer floats. All right. Yeah. Okay. And that was kind of not that I was planning on staying here in the United States, but I'm kind of like, all right. If the president, without say from the legislature, from the people, could just arbitrarily start dictating laws and rules, what's going to happen in the future? This is not going to be a functional society to live in, and certainly not make money in, and absolutely not start a business in. Soon, you're not going to be able to just walk down the street. And so don't be surprised. And what I also, again, just how removed from reality all these people are. You can't even find people to show up on time to, like, make an English muffin at a restaurant. I have a new policy now in South Dakota. There's no reason to go to restaurants, none. I just went to this restaurant called The Gas. Like, by the way, don't come here. It's in Rockerville. I thought it'd be cool to stop at because it's in between the highway. The highway kind of splits eastbound, westbound. This is on your way to Mount Rushmore, a little town called Rockerville. The town is cute. The Gaslight, don't even bother. I go in there, I got like this, literally it reminded me of the early 80s where we'd get like this TV dinner and your mom would just put it on tinfoil and heat it up. I paid like $14 for chicken strips. I had one bite. I'm like, this is crap. You can't even get people to keep a restaurant open. You can't find wait staff, which, no offense to wait staff, it's a real job, hard job, but it's not skilled. I mean, a little bit of skill. Bartending kind of, and cooking is kind of a little bit of skill, but this isn't like computer programming. This is a computer network. This isn't heart surgery. You can't even find people to do that. And now also in skilled labor, you're going to require the actual muscle, the core, the infrastructure of the economy. Are you going to require this of electrical engineers who work on the electrical grid? What about nuclear power plants? Are you going to require that? I love it, man. I just love it. I love being proven right all the freaking time. I've been waiting for this for a quarter century. And now all my, I wouldn't even call them friends, dopey past colleagues, especially now that they got kids. Wait a second. Hold it. I was just voting Democrat to be cool and popular. I didn't really mean it. I'm going to go for a ride on my motorcycle. Now, hang on, hang on. Would you like to add salt to these left? First, the lefts, they don't even know this is happening yet. They don't even, they're unaware. Their immediate is going to be, good for you. It's kind of the, that's the stage. They haven't fully digested it yet. Now, when they realize what's happening, they're like, wait a second. Should we add a little salt to the wounds? We do the little Cappy Tap dance of victory and joy. I'm going to get enough in super chats for all you leftists that you think you're underpaid and all. I'm going to get enough in super chats to pay for my motorcycle ride today. Thankfully, I don't need that much in super chats for motorcycle ride because my motorcycle gets really good gas mileage. And I'm only going 200-300 miles. So let us begin. Let us pray. Taekwondo of the United Kingdom, Cappy Cap Thier, thank you for your €2 donation. No, please, Cappy, save the West. No. That's another one I want to talk about. How the West does not deserve to be saved. Because I was sitting there thinking about it. Now, a lot of people are looking at immigrants coming into the United States that are not American. I don't mean culturally or like ethnically. Like, well, they weren't born in America. No, they do not abide by the culture of America. They're just here for the free give me nats. You have Native Americans, not American Indians, but people who were born here. But I was looking back like at my school where I went to school, which was pretty conservative Republican and predominantly white, a token amount of non-white folk. You know who treated me the poorest? Like the people, like if I, you know, like I have every right to the bullies who are so strong and powerful picking on a kid who wasn't even 5 feet tall and under 100 pounds his junior year. You know who they were? White Republicans. White male Republicans, all straight too. I'm kind of like, and you know, all the girls that shake you down and all the, and you're kind of like, okay, just because there's an R next to your name, you guys are actually evil, vile, disgusting pieces of crap. I got no, like, when is the United States actually treated me nicely? It's not until I started beating up the United States and beating up people and being mean and being an asshole. Also now people, but it's just because other people have been treated poorly by this culture. This is not like your grandpa. This is why grandpas are so, because they were from World War II and they were thankful they survived and they loved you and they give you ice cream and tell your parents to shut up. Like true love, like just this amazing love from a grandfather. You don't got that no more. That's long gone. Now everyone, oh, they got their daggers out. You're to blame. There's something wrong with you. We got to beat you up because you're not really. Because I got Velcro shoes. That's all we could afford. I got into fights because I didn't have Nike high tops. Yeah, you know what? I think that culture needs to end. I think that culture really needs to end. It certainly doesn't deserve my loyalty. Does not. Oh, and I see you had kids and a divorce. Well, who dang diggly do dang diggly do? And you have a ton of debt and you can't get out of here. You don't. Oh, you didn't buy crypto? Oh, that's very interesting. Because I remember 10 years ago, people, oh, what is that nerdy stuff? No, the West. No, I'm not saving the West. Eric Powell, $5. Salute to Cappy the Economist. Thank you, Eric. Yes, sir. You guys remember, well, thank you, Chuck Norris. What was the great movie? Vince Vaughn, Dodgeball. And Chuck Norris, just, thank you, Chuck Norris. Thanks, Eric. I should go watch it. Abdullah Dilawar, $2. Notch count to be in the top 1% of men, roughly. Oh, that's a good question, Abdullah. I'd have to go. I know the average for generation, because I had to write the millennial book. I don't know the Bell distribution. Right now, younger people, Roll has that report about like 27% of men under 30 haven't had sex. So we'd have to, like, what age range are we talking? Because the boomer men got laid all the time. Harry hoo-ha, admittedly, 70s Harry hoo-ha, but, you know, they got laid all the time. One, I'm going to say top 1% of men. Well, if you're top 1%, well, no, it's, I'm assuming if you're a top 1% man, what's your notch count? I'm doing that reverse. I would say 25 or more. 25 or more. I could be totally wrong, though. Now look it up. See if you can find some data. Email me if you do find that data. It'd be very interesting. But you're going to run into that age cohort issue that I addressed before. Nonstop Dre. Speaking of top 1% men in the Willendelman area, for $2. But Cappy, what would Jesus do and turn the other cheek? Jesus, the best modern day representation of Jesus is South Park. We just get the crap kicked out of him by Santa and the devil. Because he represents modern-day Christians. D-Digital, $2. A joy to the client. Cheers, Cappy. Thank you. yeah, there, David. What is the root beer float? It's a moniker I've given, something that we cannot speak of. Mookie, $2. Sponsoring a couple miles, brother. Right on. Thank you. Thank you, Mookie. That'll get me to Belfouche. Get me past Rapid. Fred Freeman saw $5. Flaky gal canceled first date, made makeup date, just flaked in that. Fred, why are you? I'm so tempted to just let her have it. You're effing 32 and 1 kids. Yes, Fred, push back. I have a new policy. I am pushing back. Like when I got my raw English muffin, I'm like, what is this? What is this? Like, come on. I don't know if it'll do any good, but yes, you have, that'd be a perfect thing to say. You're effing 32 and 1 kids can't keep a day. Absolutely. Absolutely, Fred. And then you can report back to me. Actually, you know what, Fred? Let's do better. Let's do better than that. Say that back to her. Save me all the texts. I'm going to read it online. I'll change names and locations and everything, but that needs to be publicized. Zach Redpiller, 10 generous. Oh man, we're past Belfouche now. $10? That's like 3 gallons of premium's 4 out here. So 2.5 gallons. That'll still get me past Belfouche. Atham, look it up. I say let it all burn. I got 6 months food, 6 months expenses. I'm tired of my taxes being used against me to prop up a gender and roles that they didn't evolve for. And don't take it on gender. You certainly can. But it's just the parasites, people who don't want to work. And there's every group of person in there. Every group of person. I mean, the added salt on the wounds is like you're enslaved roughly a quarter of your life to pay for other people who don't want to work. And then, you know, girls come in like, oh, we're so oppressed. Like, oh, God, shut up. I have so much else stuff on my plate to just survive and get by and pay rent. And you're giving me this like you're oppressed. No, no. So don't get too mad. Nonstop Dre, $2. Economist, how many problems did Hope? Big old goose egg. Big old goose egg. None. Absolutely zero. Hope carried people through to action. Like, for example, Hope who was the guy? He wrote The Stoic, Survived the Concentration Camps. Not Venker. Hans Vons, something, one of you guys know, he had hope. That's what kept him going through his imprisonment. but that is not what ended up solving a problem. The solving the problem was surviving and taking, like trying to eat anything he possibly could to survive. Hope is maybe what gave him that incentive. But Hope knows to solve a problem. Ooh, the March of Dimes. They had to sit down and come up with the cure for polio. Some scientists had to come down and sit down and figure that stuff out. It was not, oh, we just hope and we play a song like the Partridge Family and we vote the right way and we tweet things out. That's every leftist out there ever on social media today. Diesel Nate, new guy, $2. But Cappy, why are you not watching the sports ball? Because I have a life. And you guys are keeping me from it, right? All this money. You guys are keeping me from it now because I've done my daily chores. I picked rocks out of my yard because we have to flatten it out. And there's rocks out here. So that wasn't fun. I checked the fluids on all my vehicles, including the motorcycle. I did my lunch And I'm going to go ride a motorcycle out in south of North Dakota, maybe a little bit of Montana. And that is for, okay, listen to me very carefully, Diesel Nate, let me explain. There are literally maybe 10 million people. I don't know what the numbers are, but there are multiple millions of people who will be watching the sports ball game, whichever sports ball is on today. I don't know. Either in the stadium or from the televisions on the boob tubes or their things. I will have more fun and more meaning, purpose, and value and enjoyment in life than those millions of people. You guys, if you got kids and you go play catch with them, if you go fishing, if you want to go for a run with your buddy, if you want to read up on some philosophy or tune into an interesting podcast, or you want to just study a little bit, advance your studies if you're in school. If you guys do that, you too will have had a better Sunday afternoon and lived life more than all these NPC robotic dopes watching the sports ball teams. And you'll be a better man and woman for it. Exercise. You get exercise. Go get it. Everybody should, instead of watching the athleticism, people should go do a little athletic. I mean, not to the level those professional athletes do. They're phenomenal, truthfully. but we could all be better than millions of people this afternoon. What would it like to be better than millions of Americans, albeit the standard is very low, just in doing some actually semi-productive and enjoyable today? Jorge, Lujan, 10 generous dollars are working in ER. The new grad nurses say they feel totally unprepared to be nurses. Well, low standards. The quality of education has gone downhill, especially with the root beer float. Yeah, I'm kind of curious what the front lines are like. Nimble SF, 5 generous dollars. Cappy, you snapped me out of my laziness and taught me the most valuable lessons in life so far. Math is unavoidable. There, there you go. You're not stupid. You're lazy. Yes. Some people are genuinely stupid. That's why I always advocate you get an IQ test and you try your best. Then you know whether you're stupid or not. Then you can more critically assess what fields you can and can't go into. But I've rarely met stupid people, genuinely stupid people. It's like looks, and I'd have to think about this a little bit more. I think maybe intelligence, like you've got the health and the nutrition and everything. I think intelligence might be like looks. As long as you work at it, you can be a pretty good looking person. Like you only got an ugly face, like you're marred or something, or you're a truly ugly person, which is rare, but it happens. If you're just not fat and you're in shape, most people are pretty darn hot. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. I'm happier in my bad days than libs are on a good day. Yep. They have everything. They have free healthcare or nationalized healthcare, I should say. They got EBIT. They got their food, clothing, and shelter taken care of. And they're still pissed off. Fred Freeman Sowell, $5. I'm torn on this. 2, TradCon say fight for the USA, but 1, not sure we'd win. 2, no, you're not. And then these TradCons send their children off to liberal arts colleges. I've seen it, guys. I've told the story about Garage Logic, where it's like they send one of the conservative Republican sends his daughter, I believe it was, off to a liberal arts, overpriced liberal arts college, pays for. I'm done. To what do I get if we win? A fat nagging wife and high taxes. Adios, America. Yeah. It's not just taxes and freedom. It's very important to men. When are the women getting thin again? I want to know that. When do women get thin again? Because that's like the number one thing. That's why we go work. That's why we lift weights. Because we want a hot wife to have sex. We don't get that. Adler's going to shrug some more, baby. Or they're going to go somewhere where the women are thin. Maybe that's a book I should write. Where the women are thin. Dr. Detroit, $5. I'm glad they forgot Gen X. We don't exist. We don't. We're actually quite a small generation. We're small, but we're sexy. Actually, not really. Gen X sucks too. But DJ Aftershock, $5. Cappy, where are your Nike high tops and Cavarishi pants, man? Speaking of Gen X sucking, what's with the Velcro shoes, nerd? You're totally not cool like us Elm Grove kids, man. And I also wasn't cool because I didn't have all the ski lift tags. With their Columbia jacket. I did have a Columbia jacket. I did have, that was pretty cool. But I didn't have ski tags, and we did not have, I did not have the shirts when Vanilla Ice came to town, or Milli Vanilli, or whatever, and they'd all come back with that shirt. They, look, y'all, my parents paid for me to go see Vanilla Ice. Oh, good for you. I hope your school bus goes off a cliff. Unfortunately, there were no cliffs in Wisconsin. The worst you could do was hit a tree or a cow. Alex Patino, a truck driving Latino agent in the field. $5. Finally, people are waking up to the fact that if you compromise now, there's no stopping to come out, compromise until death. I'd love to see, like, Alex, you got to email me. Was it California mandating all truck drivers have a root beer float before you drive in there? Is there any truth to that? Fred Freeman, Sowell, $2. The gulag gals will be slender. Get excited. Communism is the best weight loss program out there. Capragoon Cabulous, $9. And now you get free time, gas money, and they now have Velcro sneaks because they broke. But if you didn't deal with it in the past, we probably wouldn't know you. Yeah, you're right. If I had been pampered, I would not be here. If I did not have a hard life, I would not be here. I would be some pampered, weak piece of coal. I would not have been forged into the, albeit pretty rough and pretty flawed diamond that I am now, but at least I made it to diamond status. Taiwan Do for 2 more euros, only 25 notches. Damn, I knew I was the man. I don't know. I don't know what, don't quote me on that. I did 30 by 30. Okay. And my notch count is 32. Then I retired. But I really don't know. We'd have to look it up. We'd have to look it up. And it's going to be heavily dependent upon age. Plain. Entertainment Studios, $20 huge. Thank you, man. I'm rich and 40, sick of young girls annoying and entitled ways, but all the girls 30 plus are either fat or damaged with kids. Yes, I too have lived in my 40s. How do you either get over girls or find the right age group? You should just date more girls and you will get sick of them. You will. One of two things is going to happen. Like everything, no matter how luxurious or wonderful the good, chocolate ice cream, bonbons, whatever, riding your motorcycle, you do it enough, you will get sick of it. And that includes girls. You'll just have it beaten out of you. Or the other thing that'll happen is you will find that diamond in the rough. You will find that exceptional girl. And then you go ahead and commit to her if you want. You want. But yeah, 40, I'm surprised you lasted till 40. I don't know how much you dated. But you'll get tired. You'll get burnt out. How the hell do I have 605 followers? What's going on? This is just a rando one I did. By the way, subscribe to my channel, because if I get to 100,000, I get a plastic trophy from Google. It's like, yay, 100,000. And the reason I want that is so I could show it to my parents. Like, look what I got. They'd be like, oh, that's nice, son. Anyway, so we did this today over at the grocery store. Like, thanks. You don't even know what this is. The Don, $2. Top 5 movies anyone should be. Die Hard, Casablanca, Kelly's Heroes, Tropic Thunder, and The Last Boy Scout. John McKellion, $2. Small donation to the Cappy Poke Bowl Fund. No Poke Bowl out here. I guess it's going to be Motorcycle Gas Fund? Is that going to be what it is? Thank you, Katie. Viktor Frankl. Thank you very much. That's the guy, the book. Frankl. Yep, everyone. Yep, thank you. Man's Search for Meaning. Yes, I think that was the title of the book. See, my audience is edumacated. I think that's it for the super chats. We're cut. No, darn it. Okay, no more super chats. I have more than enough money to get to Buffalo, South Dakota, and back. Thank you for the generous donations. But just say I will, unless I'm dead, I will be coming back and you give more super chat donations later. But I do appreciate it. Here's, you know what? Thor and Missy. Search Thor and Missy. GoFundMe or something. Hang on. Let me do this. I'll put it in the chat room. Here. Help Missy recover from spinal cord injury. I'm going to put this in the chat room. If you Google search it, if it doesn't show up in the chat room here, donate. If you're going to give me super chat, go donate to Thor and Missy. They need the money more than I do. Thank you very much for your generous donations, but she had a spinal cord injury. Thankfully, she is slowly recovering, barely walking now. They thought she was going to be paralyzed from neck down. They need your money more than I do, so please give your money to them. I'll be back with more. Don't worry. Oh, Chaotic Peace Agent, $20 again. The Legend Spitting Facts. Been showing others your books. Thanks for what you have. Thank you very much for the $20. It's not a complicated formula. I just tell the truth. That's it. Nonstop Trade 360, $2 a podcast. You may like is ADV Podcast. Dre, can you email it to me? Because I won't remember this. Just email it to me over at assholeconsulting.com. Wisdom Vision Productions, $5. But Cappy, don't you want to find out if Big Roided Out Dude Bro number one threw the pigskin way gooder than the Big Roided Out? Truthfully, I appreciate and even respect the athletes because they're the ones putting in the hard work. Those guys bust their asses off. And frankly, I don't care if they do roids or chemicals or not. They have real jobs. They do sacrifice. Now they piss away their money. But I have no qualms with the athletes. None. They're working hard. It's the morons that just line up like sheep to watch what, in all honesty, is a repetitive game. Football's a little different. There could be a little bit of excitement if a basketball, hockey. Oh, God, soccer. Oh. Alex, between a $5, 100 push-ups, 100 squats, 100 burpees. That's all you need. I promise you it will beat the crap out of you. It'll take you 1.5 hours. That's being lazy. Yeah, and you do it on the side of the road because you're a truck driver. All right, did we get all of them? We got all of them. Yeah, Outlaw Josie Wales, not that big of a fan of that one. Plenty of other spaghetti westerns that are better than that. All right, that's it. See you guys later, toodles. Oh, wait. Hang on. Not that one. Where the hell did it go? Here. Curse of the High IQ. If you guys understand Atlas Shrugged, get Curse of the High IQ, and then get this book, How Not to Become a Millennial. You'll laugh and dance on people who screwed up their own lives. All right, we'll see you guys later. Toodles.